Veteran blasts NYC officials for kicking him out of senior home to make room for migrants. It isn't fair. By John Binder on November 29, 2023. Frank Tamaro, a 95-year-old veteran of the Korean War and lifelong New Yorker, is blasting the New York City officials involved in kicking him and other seniors out of an assisted living home to make room for border crossers and illegal aliens. In September, Tamaro appeared alongside Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, at a press conference where he revealed that he and more than 50 other senior citizens, including 7 other war veterans, were being kicked out of Island Shore's senior residence in Staten Island. "I felt horrible. It's no joke getting thrown out of a house," Tamaro told Fox News Digital in a recent interview with Megan Myers and Tanisa Hockian. For Tamaro, it is yet again a situation where cities, states, and the federal government refuse to prioritize veterans who fought overseas. "I was not in combat, but these boys that went over and went into combat and now they're all settled in there with their lives and everything else and they're all disrupted," Tamaro said. "It isn't fair." Watch the latest video at foxnews.com. Behind closed doors, Tamaro soon learned that the non-governmental organization, NGO, Homes for the Homeless, which owns Island Shores, had cut a deal with New York City officials to transform the assisted living home into a migrant camp. "It was scary, very scary. Especially when I don't get around like I used to," Tamaro said of being kicked out of his home where he intended to stay. "I didn't know where I was going." Owners of hotels, facilities, and other locations across the city have cut similar deals with Mayor Eric Adams, D, because they are paid lucratively with local taxpayer money to take in hundreds, sometimes thousands, of border crossers and illegal aliens. Tamaro soon moved into a different assisted living home but decided not to return after taking a fall that landed him in the hospital. Now, he has moved into his daughter's home in Midland Beach, Staten Island. "I do get upset when I see them handing out all this money and all these things, and I'm paying taxes and getting kicked out. I've never got anything from the city or the state," Tamaro said of the border crossers and illegal aliens getting a seemingly free ride on the taxpayers' dime. Tamaro's daughter, Barbara Annunziata, said she has been unable to get her father a health care aid because their insurance keeps rejecting him. Meanwhile, she sees border crossers and illegal aliens living for free, at the taxpayers' expense. "I don't understand it at all. It's not fair to anybody. These migrants, they're getting everything and I can't get nothing for him. It angers me," Annunziata told Fox News Digital. At the end of the day, Annunziata said it is as simple as Americans. In Tamaro's case, a native New Yorker, being put last while the world's migrants are given priority. "They're worried about the migrants more than they're worried about the U.S. citizens," Annunziata said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.